rushed. I cried out to God, "What is wrong with me? I know you. I've been committed to walking with you for over 14 years. Help me, Holy Spirit." Still, I continued to press in and I kept pressing. I refused to give in to those feelings that I wasn't enough. I refused to cling to my old way of thinking, and I clung to the Lord. Even though I am walking in what God has called me to do, I still get tested. It is when God wants to deliver a message through us that the stakes of passing the test are so much higher. Throughout this book, I will share what the Lord has shown me about trusting Him through tough seasons. This silent season taught me to truly trust in Him and rest in knowing that He is God. And if He brought me to this season, He will finish what He started in me. It taught me to place my hope in heavenly things and not things on this earth. It taught me that I think very small and God always thinks very big. If what God is leading you to do doesn't scare you, maybe it's your idea and not His. The next book I write about will be about roses and happy things. Maybe I won't have to get so severely tested for that. I'm just kidding.